Britain's Guardian newspaper decided this week to call off its campaign to influence voters in the swing state of Ohio. The campaign drew some vehement protests here in the States, and The Guardian had to admit its campaign had somehow gotten lost in translation. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
The Guardian admits that the plot was originally hatched in a North London pub. Their first step was to purchase a public list of Clark County's registered voters and then pick out the declared independents and their addresses. In the first 2 days, they had matched 7,000 visitors to the Guardian's websites with Clark County voters. The Guardian printed some of the letters that readers had copied to them. At first, the letters to America were all from Britain. But before long, South Africans, Norwegians, Australians, and Italians began pitching in. Global media, from Japanese TV to Rush Limbaugh, all piled onto the story. Sharon Manetta, a spokesperson for the group Democrats Abroad, heard the reports and advised The Guardian that their campaign might have the opposite effect of what was intended.
I think people just didn't think it through. And like I said, people are so passionately concerned about the election that I think they just didn't realize how it was going to be taken.
The Guardian forged ahead anyway. They got three prominent Britons to write letters to set the tone for their readers. Novelist John le Carré pleaded, "Give us back the America we loved." Oxford professor Richard Dawkins urged Americans to vote against bin Laden's dream candidate. Many Americans responded calmly and amicably to the letters. Others did not. The Guardian printed many replies from the U.S., including this one.
"Hey, England, Scotland, and Wales, mind your own business. We don't need weenie-spined limeys meddling in our presidential election. If it wasn't for America, you'd all be speaking German."
By Thursday, the Guardian's editors decided it was time to let Clark County voters make up their minds in peace. They declined further interview requests. They also admitted that they were caught off guard by the volume and anger of the responses. The campaign was supposed to be a lighthearted take on a serious issue. And they did caution readers to imagine how they might feel if foreigners told them how to vote. Wynne Grant is a professor of politics at Warwick University. He says that beneath the British political humor is a real sense of frustration.
"What lies behind it in a serious sense is the feeling that the outcome of the American presidential election has a profound effect on Britain and other countries, but there's no real way in which the people in the UK can have any influence on what happens."
Recent opinion polls show overwhelming opposition in Europe to President Bush and his policies. But many Europeans are also aware that this does little to boost John Kerry's chances next month. After all, nobody wants to be identified as the candidate of choice for cheese, schnitzel, pesto, and tapas-eating surrender monkeys. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.